capitalism. In the face of the climate crisis and possible extinction of life on Earth, wealthy countries have taken a green turn, promoting green economies and green infrastructure as a method of climate change mitigation and energy transition. In Global South countries, we have seen a corresponding increase of private sector investments in green development projects. Green generally refers to ecologically sustainable ways of doing things. However, some people believe that there are only subtle differences between conventional resource extraction based on minerals and hydrocarbon and green extraction based on intensive agriculture and renewable energy. Extraction can be understood as drawing something out or harnessing something. Often, special knowledges or skills are necessary for this. Just as minerals and hydrocarbons are extracted from subsoils in conventional fossil fuel-based capitalism, wind, solar, hydrological, and bioenergy are harnessed as resources for profit in green capitalism. Green capitalism, however, appears to continue to rely on grabbing land and natural resources from indigenous territories. We currently observe an encroachment of wind, solar, hydro, thermal, carbon, and biodiversity projects on indigenous lands based on prior privatization of existing social property and traditional collective landholding schemes. Hence, violence carries on being a central element to the implementation of both green forms of extraction, such as intensive agriculture, forestry, and conservation, and conventional forms of extraction, such as mineral, oil, and gas. Green infrastructure and market-based environmentalism, such as carbon offsetting schemes, serve, on the one hand, the diversification of investment, on the other hand, contribute to rebrand the capitalist economy and consolidate its legitimacy. Such greening, then, is frequently operationalized, either directly or indirectly, to fragment populations and pacify popular resistance against green capitalism and its infrastructures, such as wind farms and hydropower plants. Simultaneously, communities across the Americas have observed that new global green markets remain dependent on resource-intensive structures and a military-industrial complex to police them. Many of these green initiatives, including plantation forestry and carbon trading, upon more close inspection, emerge as colonial endeavors with little potential for true sustainability and biodiversity. In reality, they represent market-based responses to climate change that rely upon the implementation of mitigation strategies in the global south to offset industrial and polluting activities in the global north. Global carbon markets have already led to adverse local livelihood impacts for those living adjacent to forestry plantations, wind farms, and hydropower plants. Such schemes disconnect northern-based carbon credit consumers from the negative impacts that arise and from the populations that become affected. Green capitalism perpetuates colonization, as well as furthers the ecocide and genocide against indigenous populations in the Americas.